Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Everyone out there listening to the show, if you're new to the show, I want to welcome you wholeheartedly. And today I'm really looking forward to sharing two incredibly dynamic people with you today. Before we get to that, I'm going to introduce you to my first guest. We actually have two. It's a little bit of a surprise. We do have the director, the film director, Emmanuel Etier, but we also have another one of the producers of the film that we're going to be talking about today, Femme. And that was produced by Sharon Stone. And this, listen to me, guys, women, everybody out there, this is an incredible film. I've seen it twice. I could watch it five more times and get something else out of it. It's amazing. And my husband and I sat down and watched it together, and we both felt incredible information and inspiration coming from it. It's not just for women. It's for everybody, and it's bringing this entire world, humanity, into balance. Quickly, before we go into that, I really did have an incredible weekend here at New York City at the Spiritual Film Festival, where they did have a screening of the film we're talking about today, Femme, along with several other spiritual films. But today we're going to be focusing on this one particular film. And for those that have been looking for my workshops, quickly, the registrations are now up for January 2014. If you go over to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, you can work your way to the workshops up under services menu, and the registrations are now open for the January 11th online workshop on intuitive painting. That's a lot of fun. And January 25th, we will be doing Parenting the Intuitive Children. That's January 25th. So you can go over and check it out, and you can register for those. It's open now. A lot of people have been asking me about the private sessions. Yes, you can book all that online at my website. I do them right over the phone anywhere in the world, or Skype if you're international. So go over and you can check that out at the website as well. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my first guest here. And this is Emmanuel Etier, and he is the director of the film Femme. And he's a very experienced film producer, by the way. I mean, he's directed some thriller movies like Tell Me No Lies back in 2000, the horror film Scarecrow in 2002. And he just completed a peace documentary called The Invocation, which was narrated by Sharon Stone. And that one had Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama and Deepak Chopra and many other worldwide peace activists. Now, today, we're talking about his recent release. And that one is a very inspiring documentary celebrating women around the world, women healing the world, Femme, women healing the world. And this one is produced by Sharon Stone, like I said. And he also has a few more coming. And let me tell you, this movie is loaded. I mean, I believe, I don't even know how many. I'm going to ask him in just a moment. But this movie is filled with very influential women, such as Jean Houston, Marianne Williamson, Celeste Jarnell, which we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, and many, many others. And Emmanuel, are you with me on the line?
Yes, I am with you, and at the same time driving in the hills of Santa Barbara where I reside. So, which means that if somewhat we lost touch with each other, please call me back because I'm in my car driving my son. This is my unglamorous morning, you know, dropping the kid at school, doing the supermarket, and then going back home and calling Sharon Stone to see what's coming next.
I know, and I love it because when we called him on the line, he was dropping his son off at school. Now there, see, you know, guys, he's a real father, he's a real husband, he's a real contributor to the family, and I think it's beautiful. And now you're going to go grocery shopping? Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, first dropping my son. I'm still in the process of dropping him, and then grocery shopping. You know, but you said it. It's all about balance. I think to keep it together, you need to have your ground your feet on the ground and your head in the sky. And that's that balance that's going to allow you to move forward. If you are only in the clouds, you're going to lose yourself. If you're only too grounded, you're going to keep thinking, and never go to the next step, which is action. So it's a balance, the complementarity.
It really is. I mean, to create, we hear a lot of people, and the film is very much about bringing the feminine energy into balance, which had an imbalance before. And we can't create something new without that feminine energy. It's that side of us that's the creative side, the nurturing of something new, whether you're a woman or a man. And we talk all the time about we don't like the way something is. Well, we can do something about it if we allow that part to be the feminine energy to be a part of us. That's a lot of what I was seeing in the film. But I wanted to let people know how much of you have poured into this. I mean, this movie took you all around the world with, 100 plus women you did interviews with? And how long did it take you?
Actually, it's 5 years of my life. Three of them were on the road with one cameraman, or sometimes two cameramen, and meeting over easy 300-400 women. 100 are in it from all over the world, from China to Latin America to Europe to the U.S. to Africa, Middle East. I mean, we've been everywhere. And yes, there is a lot of me, but I think, you know, what is me? What is I? I is the result of we. You know, we are not created overnight. We are born from, one single cell or two single cells. And then eventually we are raised by many people. And obviously being on the road for so long with so many women educating me, what I say today is a result of that education I received. So from me and them come the movie. It's not a movie directed by Emmanuel Ittier, but it's a movie directed by me and 100 women. That's very important.
So right, yes, okay, thank you for that. So it did take you about 3 years, and there's about 100 in the film. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. 100 incredible women in all type of different horizons, from the spiritual world to political, peace activists, actresses, artists. I mean, it's a very rich movie, as you said. And that because it's rich, indeed, every time you see it, you're going to discover something different. So it's a movie, I believe, that you watch it 5 years from now, it will be still relevant and it will still address issues that are in progress. You know, because really, if we are in the society we are right now, which is a society at war with itself on a psychological, spiritual, and physical level, it's because we have been the slave of this ultra-patriarchal, macho-dominant killing system for 3,000 years. Where basically, mm-hmm. you know, the macho world had said, no to women in the realm of power, no to the feminine within, and there's been an imbalance. And that's why we have war. The day we are balanced between our feminine and masculine, we realize war is not an option. Guns are not an option. All of that is meant to destroy life. Why do we want to destroy life today? That makes no sense. So we have to go back to our common sense that we are made to create and make life and made and create to love. And that's it. Life is very simple. It's all about love, you know. And all the prophets said it. You know, the Beatles said it. I said it. You said it. Everybody said it. So now instead of saying it, we have to do it. And that's the challenge of this century.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we're about to go to a break. When we come back, I'd love to. Now, obviously, if you've had that many, now you are an incredible gentleman that I have recently met this weekend. And with that many women in your life, I want to know, when we come back from break, what has this experience brought to you? What have you felt? What kind of growth or changes do you feel for yourself? So hang on to that thought. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about that. And Emmanuel, what you feel that you've learned from all these women, things like that. So everyone stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, director and film producer, Emmanuel Etier. We'll be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
And we are back from break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today I have a guest, director and film producer, Emmanuel Etier, from the movie The Femme. It's called Femme. And it's an incredible movie produced by Sharon Stone. And this is the second one of a series of films you're creating. Is that correct, Emmanuel?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, basically, I decided to create a series of documentaries that are called the Universalist Collection, Documentaries for a Conscious Humanity. And I wanted to do with documentaries something that has not been done totally before, which is a film where we propose a huge subject and we debate about it. So the
right.
first one was the notion of God, the notion of oneness. What is it and how do we approach it? This one, Femme, is really about the balance, the partnership between the feminine and the masculine. So as you said, it's a movie to empower women, but also to empower men and educate men and show them that the way of the gun is not the way we should follow.
Exactly.
So
yes, I wanted
huge...
you to elaborate on how this helps men as well. It's not just how this will balance and help women. It is how does this help men and how can they be, what are they going to take from that? I mean, obviously you are a man that created this film about all of this feminine energy. And so this experience has brought a lot to you. So share
yes.
this from the male perspective and, you know, how they benefit from this as well.
Yeah. Well, yes. And first, let me say that, you know, I think when I finished the other movie, The Invocation about God, I realized how important were women and how women have been a little bit neglected and not taken that seriously when it comes to a subject like God. And I felt it was time for me to do a feminist movie, but done by your typical, what I call, macho idiot. You know, me was absolutely no clue about what it is to be a woman or had no feminine education. So that's why I did it, because I wanted to be of service. I wanted to say thank you to the women who created me, educated me, raised me, and are still on my side and supporting me in a great deal emotionally and intellectually. And what I learned and what I realized is that really women, the system we live with, you know, whether they are religious, political, social, they have put a huge burden on the shoulder of men. They have told us, you have to be the superman. You have to be the man of the house. You have to be the god. You have to be the one that saved the world. No, you don't. You don't. You do that together with women. So you don't need to have this superman complex, you know. You don't need to feel that pressure. It's a pressure that has to be felt by all of us, men and women, and that has to be solved by all of us, men and women. And that's very important because it kind of liberated me. It freed me from all this psychological torture that I'd been put in my head saying, you have to succeed. You have to be the superman. And I don't. You don't. Mm-hmm. You have to be a human being with his humbleness, his strength, his weaknesses, and you have to reach out. And when you do that, you realize that, yes, together we can solve the puzzle of life, but alone we won't solve anything. So it changed me in that sense. And it changed me because it made me realize I'm made for love and I'm not made for killing. And sadly, a lot of men think they are made for that, for conquering, taking, and killing. And so it's an education process. And what the movie addresses in great part. You know, we have a big section about education and how we have to raise our boys. And please don't buy a gun toy to your boys when he's four. Tell him, go and play. What type of play are you suggesting? That shooting at people is cool? Wow. No, it's not.
You're very passionate. I can feel your passion coming through. I mean, your energy just soars when you are sharing and expressing how much you have put and in your heart you have put into this. And that's incredible. You have just completely opened up to the listeners. And this is real. I was with him in person, and this is a real thing. And you're feeling that and hearing that. And I liked what you said earlier about that the movie is like a debate, because, I mean, I noticed that when I was watching it. The questions were just coming across. I mean, everything that everybody is so afraid of, those questions are addressed in the movie. And there's so many of them addressed in the movie and so many different people answering questions. Like I said, you have to it's almost like you need to watch it several times to get some more out of it. And I've watched it 3 times now, and there's still more inspiration to pull from it. But it did not threaten – it didn't threaten the men that we were going to come up and overpower them. It was about respecting men.
Loving men.
Yes. Respecting,
really
loving.
About...
Yes, that goes hand in hand. And And, you know, that's one of the things that I think is very important, that it isn't just a, you know, dominating women dominating film. That's not what it is at all. It's not about doing that at all. It's about a true divine balance of male and feminine energy. Now, you have really poured your heart into this, and you have children. And are they all boys, or do you have girls too?
I was going to say so far, but it's true because my wife is pregnant again, and I promise I'm going to stop right there.
This is really influencing how you raise your children. Obviously,
absolutely.
I mean, this is so important for future generations and to bring peace to this world.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And for example, you know, when my two boys, you know, one is 8, one is 2, when they cry, I don't try to shut off their feeling. I'm on the contrary, instead of saying, oh, shh, come on, toughen up, you're a man, oh boy, you know, don't be a sissy. No, I ask them, what's wrong? What do you feel? What's going on, you know? You know, and don't be ashamed to cry, because daddy cries all the time. Daddy feel like a loser all the time. You know, it's not because I'm hanging out with Sean Stone that I'm the master of the world. You know, we're all geniuses and idiots all the time. So I'm trying to be real to them and reaching out and not shutting off their feeling. You know, that's another thing that our education system has done to us men. The society has told us as men, we cannot feel. We shouldn't feel. Don't think. Just do. Take a gun, shoot. You know,
that's actually horrible. Disconnecting men emotionally, and, you know, working in this perspective would reconnect them back into it. Because, I mean, if you have to toughen up, you have to disconnect from your feelings a bit to try not to feel.
You have, even worse, you have to castrate your femininity. Harsh word, but it's harsh word to say that. By living in this ultra macho patriarchal dominant killing system, we men have castrated our own femininity, our own loving, our own caring, our own maturing. And that's enough. And that's why we still have war. That's why we have a society that is not won yet. So we have to go back to common sense and to balance. And obviously it will take time, but it starts indeed with educating our young boy in a different way.
When this balance comes in, I believe that it would reduce the amount of fear out there, freezing people up or causing some of the decisions that are made out there. A lot of it is out of fear. And the other is the control, feeling like something will be taken from you. Trying to feel like you have to be ahead of someone else, where it's more of a collaboration and harmony and balance and working together as we're connecting in a balanced way. And I love that for the future, personally, because I believe in humanity. I believe we can do this. We just have to choose it.
We have to choose it. Indeed, it's a question of choice. And
it sadly, is.
We were not given choices before. We were told men belong there, women belong there. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. This is a lie. We are not from a different planet. We are coming from the same oneness. So we have to realize together we need to be in balance, and we have to recreate balance. And absolutely, it's doable. It's a wheel. Where there is a wheel, there is a way. You know, and peace is the way. There is no other way. So again, you know, drop down your weapons. You know, drop down your fear, and dare to say I love you to each other. Because these are the most powerful words that there are in the world. You know,
right.
Say, I love
now,
somebody,
yeah, it's going to probably take, it's going to be some stubbornness out there with it. But I think that once the fears of something new coming in that would actually benefit all of us in a balanced, harmonious way, once they see that it's nothing to be frightened of, and I believe your movie delivers that, this movie that everybody that worked on this movie did, the people in it, the people that put it together, the people that produced it, everything. This was a collaboration of a lot of work and effort and passion that is delivering that message that it's nothing to be afraid of.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And again, it's about transforming ourselves and saying the I with four-letter word, you. So instead of saying the I with the F word, say the I with the love word and see how the word transforms and see how you are transforming yourself.
Right, right. Now, we're about to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to bring in producer Don Zuhl that worked on this film with you. So everyone listening, this is an incredible film. Stay with us. We're going to be putting the information out on how you can view this film as well soon, but we still have another half hour of the show. You're listening to the Dr. Jen Show. I'm the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest Emmanuel Etier and Don Zuhl, producer of the movie Femme, produced by Sharon Stone. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer.
Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And we are back after the break. This is Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. And today we've been sharing with you the movie Femme, produced by Sharon Stone. And we have had director-producer Emmanuel Etier for the first half hour. And we still have him with us. But we have just brought in another producer from the movie, Don Zuhl. Welcome, Don.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Now, Don, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? We know you're a producer with the film, but just how did you find yourself involved with this entire thing? I mean, tell us a little bit about your experience with this and how you've come to be involved in this.
Sure. Well, possibly it was divine intervention. I don't know. I think, as I've said when I met you earlier, it became... it started out as a bit of volunteering through businesses that I run. I was born and raised mostly in Bermuda, which is an island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And I started an employment agency and then a retail store and a caregiving business. And through my work and because of my sort of desire to give back to the community, I got involved with our local film festival. So I met Emmanuel about 10 years ago, just volunteering to drive members in the film festival around Bermuda to and from screenings and functions. And really the rest is history. We started chatting about possibilities at that time, and my involvement really was simply introducing Emmanuel to local individuals that we thought would be interesting for him to interview. When he was compiling all of his data for this film. And I find myself here now years later taking a very different role, but really wanting to be a part of more than the movement in Bermuda and the festivals in Bermuda, but the greater message now that I think the world is really looking for.
And a lot of times they don't even... I mean, there's people out there, they know they're looking for something, but they don't know what they're looking for or why they would look in a certain area. So, you know, spreading this and the clarity of the message that it puts through, I think is very important for where we are in humanity today.
It really is. And, you know, I think it's so true that we sort of go through this journey of life and we don't know truly what we're looking for. And in part, we need to be... sort of spiritually open to different opportunities, different doors that are presenting themselves to us. And sometimes we're so sort of, you know, for lack of a better word, almost spiritually polluted. We can't see the opportunities or we're not emotionally able to take the opportunities. And I think, you know, I was really blessed to meet Emmanuel so many years ago now, but at that time I really had no idea at all where this journey was going to take me. And frankly, it's almost as though this started 10 years ago as a project that I was working on internally and didn't realize that was really going to help me and heal me in this new decade, and it literally is a decade, where I truly do need the uplifting power of what Emmanuel has created, and I'm really enjoying, and I want to be more a part of getting this message out to the greater world, because I know there are so many people like myself who get up every day and we go to work and we get beaten up and then we get up again and get beaten up. And, you know, we kind of reach the point where we think, well, maybe if we just don't get up, we won't get beat up anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
we do
and
feel
that's
like
when
that.
You know
and
you
and
need...
it does do that because now I'm feeling that as well because I so much want to help put this word out as well. I very much believe in it. And I have that player on my site, but there is – can you tell us a little bit about that, how people can help spread this word?
Because, well, certainly I think the most proactive role that each individual can take is getting out and you're getting on your computer and uploading the film from, and I think, Emmanuel, or you've got the links attached to your website, but to upload this film and view it, and you know, and in part what you're doing is helping to support the effort that Emmanuel is putting out. He's been, as we know, he's interviewed over 500 women, 100 in this film, and the countries and the time and the effort that he's put into it obviously require more than just love, although that's the purpose. But it's, you know, we can each individually support this in our own way by viewing it and getting it out to the greater world and getting your friends to view it and getting your friends to talk about it. And maybe even do discussions if you're involved with women's groups or spiritual groups or anybody's groups, educational or otherwise. This is a fantastic discussion film about where the world is going and how we can be a part of it.
Absolutely. It is incredible. And Emmanuel, you want to add something?
Yeah, let me add that actually on the site, which is femthemovie.com, you can become an affiliate. And what that means is that when you click on the affiliate button, you not only are able to download the movie on your Facebook page or on your website, but by doing so, you become a partner, and we are giving you 20% of all the sales that are made every time that somebody watches the movie through your site or through your Facebook site. So it's a very interesting model because it shows that, yes, it's important to spread spiritually, intellectually, emotionally, peace and love, but it's important to spread wealth as well. And that's the next challenge we are facing in our century, is how do we go from a civilization of thoughts to a civilization of action where we share and spread the wealth. And so with FEM, we are doing that. We are not only spreading peace and love, but we are trying to spread money as well.
And that is being connected and united and working in partnership with everybody that becomes part of the affiliate program. And it's FEMME, themovie.com. Again, that's FEMME. themovie.com, and you would click on affiliate and you can join and add that to your website as well. And there was also, you have some screenings coming up. You want to share
absolutely.
About the screenings that are coming up? There's one coming up soon, right?
Yeah, there's one coming up this weekend in Washington, D.C. at the George Washington University at 3 p.m. And it's part of a women conference. Don and I will be there. So I invite you to join us. And also, we have another screening on the 23rd at USC in Los Angeles. And actually, I'm glad to say that we just won first place for the trailer of the movie. There are beyond movies being awarded. There are also awards for trailers. So the trailer that people can see online on YouTube has been awarded first place. And that Sunday, we have a screening also at the Real, R-E-E-L, Real Hope Festival in Indianapolis. So there are definitely a lot of more events being set up and around the U.S., but also, as Don said, it's going to be happening also in Bermuda. We're trying to set up a screening in January or February. So we are little by little, we are spreading beyond the borders of the U.S. and reaching out to the world, which, by the way, with our site, you can watch FEM Women Healing the World from anywhere in the world, because on our site you can stream or download from anywhere, whether you live in France or Australia or Latin America, you can watch it. So that's already
that's beautiful.
Global outreach.
I really believe in this, and I feel like if we put the intention out there that this will send out the message and spread the word, you know, to show people that they have a choice, when they can be a part of changing the direction that humanity's going in. And just listening to these incredible women that you went through all those, with all those people that you, I just couldn't believe how much was put into this. There is some great messages in the film, and it's worth watching. It really is. I recommend watching it with men. I mean, I think men and women should sit down together and watch it together.
Absolutely.
That's what we did, yes. And Dawn, and both of you, I would like to put the question out, and I want you to think about it because we're going to a break, and when we come back, I want to address this. I want to know where you have grown from being a part of this. Like, what have you learned from it? I want you to think about that when we come back from break. I would love for both of you to answer, what has this done for you and changed you in your life and where you're going next? You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We are going to take a break. We are talking about the movie Femme, produced by Sharon Stone. We have director Emmanuel Etier with us and producer Dawn Zuhl with us. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
We are back. We've had an incredible show talking about this movie, Femme. And we want to address Emmanuel and Dawn. We have Emmanuel, the director, and Dawn, one of the producers of the movie, Femme. That's what we've been talking about this hour, if you're just joining us. And I want you to share from each perspective. From a woman's perspective, what have you grown, realized in your self-awareness? What has this changed for you working through this? And I'd like to hear also from the male perspective, from Emmanuel. So, Don, we'll let ladies go first on this one.
Okay. I think the most important aspect of personal growth that I've had is becoming aware through the film and through listening to all of these fantastic women. I've become aware of the common message that all of us have, and the desire through all of these very spiritual, political, you know, religious, there's such a variety of interviews that were done. And with all of them, I'm able to connect on a much deeper level, and it's really given me that internal power to realize I can do something different on a big scale, on a big screen with people outside of my own country and my own circle of interests, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is, I think it's just the beginning of it continuing to grow quite rapidly for you.
It really is.
In the last few days, I already, you know that because I bonded with you a bit. And this is a journey that's going to just be incredible. I think we are on our way. We just have to be patient.
That's
and
right.
Allow people to come to it and choose it. That's the big part. And Emmanuel, what is it for you that you can share from a male point of view?
No, basically, you know, you just say a word that's important, and at the same time, a word we have to go beyond, and it's the word patience. Yes, we need to be patient. Yes, we need to do our thinking. We need to learn from each other. We need to brainstorm. We need to digest. But then we need to become peace in action. And that's very important, because all of us, we are an agent of change. We just cannot wait to be saved. We have to do the saving. We are the savior of each other. And that's the reality of life. You know, we are 7 billion people, and we just cannot wait. We have to wake up, stand up, and fight for our right, and reach out for each other and save each other. So that's the importance of the time, where we are in an urgent time where waiting and being patient is not enough. We have to become action now. And
exactly.
That's what I learned from all of these women. They all told me, you know, anybody can run for president, and it can be the president of your social group, the president of your school, of your church. You have to lead, and that's very important. And doing so, it doesn't mean that you lead blindly, imposing your views. It's a different type of leadership. It's a leadership where we listen to each other, and that's where the feminine comes in picture, because obviously the feminine is used to listen much more than the masculine. So that's the challenging time we're into. I think it's happening. There is a shift, and we can do it. That's the bottom line. We can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what you were bringing to my mind when you were sharing that is it's not about aggressive leadership. It's about assertion and taking action and choosing something different. Mm-hmm. That will improve and help and heal. And that goes for all of us. And when we do our part, you know, that's just going to be huge. It really won't be that difficult once we start working together.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it's really not that difficult. It just needs to be a choice to work together, collaborate in teamwork, and not try to be, all by yourself in something. It's been very disconnected, I think, a lot, and it's time for it to change. I think we're all ready for a change, and I want to say thank you for all of the passion and energy that you did when you took action, all of you, everyone involved with this, to put out this incredible film. And I mean, didn't Sharon win an award for this?
Yeah, we keep winning awards. We just received 2 humanitarian awards from US Los Angeles Film Festival, and we're getting also, I'm going to blow the whistle, but we're getting a spiritual award for Best Spiritual Movie of the Year at Life Expo in Los Angeles in February. And indeed, I just came back from Warsaw, where Sharon, for this involvement, but also for all the involvement she has with AIDS and fighting poverty and women abuse around the world, she just received the Nobel Peace Summit awards that was given by the Peace Laureates, and some of them are in our movie. Shireen Ebadi from Iran is in film. Mered Magua from Ireland is in film. Jodie Williams from the UK is in film. So it was really an enlightening moment to meet all my heroes, because you women are my heroes, much more than men. But I want the men to become our heroes again. So wake up, dudes, and get to work.
You know, and we can be each other's hero, and we can be our own hero to start with by making a choice personally. And I like that. And that's beautiful. That's a lot of awards. So this movie is a quality film, guys. It really is. Everybody out there listening right now, it is worth seeing. So definitely, I have all the information and links on my website. And one more time, I want to give all that out. My website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. The information is there. Also, the website for the movie is Femme the Movie, F-E-M-M-E, themovie.com. And you can sign up to be an affiliate and promote that way on your own websites and blogs. And the screenings were in D.C. this weekend. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes.
3 p.m. in Washington, D.C., the George Washington University.
Okay. All right. And are the screenings listed on the website? For people that, like you said, there was several coming up. Is that where they can go to get the information?
The best thing is to go on our Facebook page, because I update that all the time, and then there is an ongoing discussion, and I post everything. So go to Facebook /FemmeTheMovie. Just go to Facebook and type FemmeTheMovie, and you will get to our Facebook page.
Okay, so Facebook.com/FemmeTheMovie, and they can find the page that way, and all the information's there. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. I want to say thank you for being with us on the show today and sharing your passion and the love that you are putting out into the world, both of you. And it was a real honor to meet you this past weekend.
And you, thank you very much. And I hope everybody watches this film and chooses to walk through that next door in their life and make an impact on their friends, their neighbors, and their communities.
Absolutely.
It's so powerful.
Time for everybody to be a hero for mankind or humanity.
Right.
Let's put it that way. Mankind, womankind, let's say humanity. So everybody, let's go. Let's join this and make this world a place we want to live in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm sorry, what was that, Emmanuel?
So you become a hero as soon as you dare to say to the first person you meet, I love you. So just keep saying this word and see how they change you and they change the world.
That's it. That's it. Let's spread it out there. That's fantastic. Thank you. And for those listening, one more time, go to my website if you can't, you know, if you're driving in your car and you're trying to find all this information. I have the links over there to all of this as well. That's jenroyster.com. And one more time, the workshops that I have coming up, January 11th, Intuitive Painting. They're online workshops. The registration is now open. And January 25th, Parenting the Intuitive Children. It's an online workshop. Registration is now open. Thank you so much. And I want everyone to know that we are here to bring hope, peace, inspiration to a world that is desperately seeking this. And this is what this film is about. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for humanity. Go watch this film. FemmeTheMovie.com. I'm Dr. Jen. You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be back again next week. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.